The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, August the 21st, 7:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And David's here. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How's it doing, Daddy?
Going good, going good. Well, the
is she walking yet?
No. She's only 2 months and 2 weeks old.
She's playing the guitar?
Pretty close. She's getting there.
She's getting there. How about the piano?
Getting there.
Getting
yep.
there. Okay.
But the power brakes went out in my truck.
No.
2018 Chevy Colorado. I'm going to take it in, figure out what happened. So it's, you know, it's like old truck. You know, you got to slam the brakes to stop.
2018.
And
you do remember what I was driving. 2006.
Yeah. And the brakes probably didn't.
No. Brakes were always fine. Well, you know, I put replaced brakes once.
I looked it up and it was an issue with this particular.
Now they tell you.
Yeah. Well, and they don't tell you till you complain, I guess.
Well, do they fix it for free?
I don't know yet. I got to take it in this morning.
When you say they go out, what's that mean? Is it just didn't stop?
So, you know, like old trucks where it didn't have power brakes?
Yeah.
It's like that.
You had to really push on.
Yeah, but with the anti-lock brake, it goes d-d-d-d-d-d-d.
Oh, geez.
So, it's not safe to drive.
No.
So, I'm going to have it towed in.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Anyway, it's things wear out, I guess. Today is International Remembrance and Tribute of the Victims of Terrorism Day.
Okay. I can go for that.
Remembering all those who were victims of terrorism.
Yeah. 9/11, Gaza, the attack in there. Gosh. So many, unfortunately. So many. So many millions killed through terrorism. Okay. Weather. Linda's not here, and I forget this sometimes. Okay. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 106. Heat advisories are out. And tonight, down to 74. Now, tomorrow, 105. Saturday, 104. Sunday, 104. Monday, 103. Tuesday, 100, and yes, Wednesday, a slight chance of showers with a high near 95. So in the hundreds to next Wednesday, it looks like, and every day, you know, mostly sunny and hot, mostly clear. That means we'll have some clouds, maybe, but stand by. Heat advisory's out. Make sure you hydrate. Make sure that you aren't leaving anything in the back seat of your vehicle that you want to have alive if you leave it there for several hours. And when you're walking your animal, put your palm down on the cement. And if it's too hot for your palm, it's probably too hot for your dog's feet. But I have been seeing a lot of dogs wearing these little socks, you know, that protects their feet when they're out walking. It's cute. I assume it works. So, okay, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. Third generation of the Kinney family is running Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. They're just really good people, the Kinney family, all of them. Thoroughly recommend them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, big announcement yesterday. We got all the stuff on, over the internet. They had a big press conference, and the press conference essentially, from the DA and the sheriff's office is that, Nikki Chang Sally McCain, the Shasta County woman, was declared dead 10 months after she was reported missing. The husband has been arrested in this, Tyler McCain. And this has been, what, couple years ago at least, right? And the her body has not been found. And the said that California law does not require her body to be located in order to prove the crime of murder. So they must have some evidence, and sheriff's office, the FBI, and several other agencies were all involved in this. So an arrest has been made. Okay. The city, when they met Tuesday, and we had too many things going on yesterday. It seemed like I couldn't get into that. But the Redding City Council dropped the lift assist fees, which were kind of, they were voted on them back in like 2023 or something, but they didn't start charging until, I don't know, last month, but then they backdated it to January. So people were getting these bills for $485. And once this came out, it was just like, you might as well have, when you're riding a horse up in the mountains, and it's, if there's two or three of you, or four of you, or eight of you, or ten of you, it really doesn't make any difference. But if a horse kicks a wasp nest that's on the ground, usually the first one, the one that kicks it, is keeping moving. But here come the wasp, and they are merciless. And you talk about a rodeo. We had, it happened up with us. One of the horses back in the string, there's a lot of horses out there, kicked a hornet's nest, wasp nest, whatever you want. And they hit two or three. you talk about horses and riders separating from the trail. I mean, everybody went in different directions. But they get pretty fierce, and you've got yourself a rodeo. Well, this is kind of what happened when people found out that the Redding City Council had voted, even though it wasn't this one, it was one before, to charge non-urgent request $489 called lift assist. Well, that hornet's nest exploded on them. And they, Tuesday, they rescinded that fee and then will forgive any other and return the money that people paid. Now, I'm sorry, they approved it in 2021, but they just started doing, implementing the fees. I don't think they should have rescinded all the fees. I think they should have rescinded the ones for individuals. And I realize the firemen are saying, hey, we're averaging three of these a day. Well, okay. Well, what else are you doing? They're there to fight fires. I'm not disparaging firefighters at all. Okay. But if you're not fighting fires, part of the things you do, I mean, like 80% of what, of your calls are for medical. So what are you going to be doing if you weren't doing that? Are you just going to be, sitting in the station? I mean, they're out for training and these things and polishing the, and cleaning, making sure that, your equipment's good and all this. But we all know that about 80% of what the 75 to 80% of what the firefighters roll on is medical stuff. And if you're doing a lift and you get another, you're called to a lift and you get one that's more urgent, well, lift, you're just going to have to wait there until we get back to you. It's not, yes, it's an emergency to you, but we're trying to save lives over here. Totally understand that. Totally also understand that if you are an assisted living facility, you're getting paid to have people in there. You're getting paid a lot. And if you can't lift somebody in your facility and you call the fire department, then guess what? You should pay for that. However, everybody else, no. That's just part of the taxes you pay. There's a lot of senior citizens. And a lot of these are one-ofs. A person fell and their partner can't get them up, or they just couldn't get them up. So they call the fire department, help them get them up, get them into bed, and they don't get called again. You'd get charged $489. Anyway, it's $50 to repeal the fee. And for the moment, we're repealing it, and we'll come back with other stuff later, said Reading Mayor Jack Munns. And for the moment, we're repealing it, and we'll come back with other stuff later. What's other stuff, Jack? What are we talking about here? The Now, on Van Landingham, who is, our fire chief and does a great job, he said that the fire department might need to make some tough decisions about whether or not crews respond to medical calls, ones that pull them away from more urgent emergencies. The fee was determined based on cost of salaries of responding personnel, vehicle fuel maintenance. He said that the Reading fee could bring in over $750,000 in revenue to the city, and that 20 other fire agencies in California levy similar fees to raise revenue. How about bake sales? Well, I don't know if the fire department have bake sales. I mean, at every station, once a month, have a bake sale or a barbecue. You know, what do you think? You raise money that way.
I like it.
Better than charging some 80-year-old woman that needs help $485. Where? How's that come out of her Social Security? We have to take a break. I know I'm being a little sarcastic, a little cynical here, but, you know, that was just one straw too many. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Join Heartbot Productions for this Battle of the Hands on Saturday, September 13th. Watch in awe while these slap warriors face off to be the last slappers standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. I need to turn myself up here. There I am. Ooh, okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Second annual Reading Oktoberfest, beer, food, games, live music. Going to be at Tiger Field on Saturday, October the 11th. We'll talk more about it, I'm sure, in September. Dove warm-up by the Shasta County Cattlemen's Association Reading Gun Club is going to happen this Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Raffle prizes, gun raffles, shooting contests, trap games, cornhole, lunch, everything. It's going to be held out there at Seven Lakes Road where the gun club is. Just go to Shasta County Cattlemen's Association's website or Northern Farms Instruction website and look that up and you can sign up. You can probably wander out there that day and sign up for it. So that's going to happen this Sunday. And the five counties Central Labor Council is having their 39th annual Family Fun Labor Day picnic, be held Monday, September 1st from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Anderson River Park main barbecue area. Public is invited to bring their families to this family picnic to celebrate Labor Day, a national holiday to recognize the working men and women of America. I don't know. You think we should take that day off or just work on Labor Day like we usually do? Labor on Labor Day.
Yeah.
Now, meal tickets are $5. Children 7 and under are free. I guess they provide the food. Hot dog, hamburger, or chicken with assorted sides. Okay, that's going to be at the Labor Day at the Anderson River Park.
When's that Italian Day?
Paisano Day.
Paisano.
It's coming up soon, September.
September, I think, 12th or something.
It could be.
Yeah, weekend.
Yep, it's going to be great. Oh, we're going to have some people in here talking about it here soon. But people, talking about people have something to say. Rich Gallardo. Rich, what's up?
What? Me have something to say? No. Hey, I gotta get to work.
I didn't say you had to agree with it. I just said you have something to say. Go for it.
Very good. Very good disclaimer. Yeah, I gotta get to work a couple minutes, pay those highly inflated government, pensions and salaries. But, hey, our election petition is going very well. We have about 3 weeks left. It's going extremely well. We will turn in the minimum. We have the minimum.
What's this one about?
The election petition for a charter amendment. So you put in a local election reform. And the public support has not wavered. As a matter of fact, it's gotten better. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be at the Intermountain Fair. We just got a booth there so that the East County can be represented. And so that's going to be exciting. We will be inside the Intermountain Fair.
Does this does this add to our charter?
Yes, sir.
That you have what? What's it say exactly?
Well, it's a bunch of things.
I know.
A bunch of things. The big bullet points are voter ID. We want to separate the voter roll from the fraudulent vote count system. We want a hand count. We want paper ballots. It's a plethora. Save Shasta Elections. .org.
Okay.
That's where you can find out all the information. And hey, Carl,
yes.
Weird Al Yankovic is in town. I bought tickets 2 weeks ago at $75 a piece, and I looked yesterday; they're half price now, $33.
Where are they going to be?
At the Civic.
I saw Weird Al when I just gotten back from Iraq, and went to the Cascade Theater. Place was packed. Right?
Yeah.
And about 5 minutes into his show, it was flashing lights and loud noise. I literally got up and had to walk out into the lobby in only because, you know, I'm having flashbacks here.
Yeah, you're about ready to have a, you're going to have a seizure with
I had never been affected like that, but it got me bad. I went back in, and it's a great, you know what, people, it's a great show. At least it was when I saw it before. Weird Al.
Next week, it's outdoors. It's at the outdoor stage that they have set up.
Okay, so that's cool.
It's half price now. I'd say it's
half
a good deal.
Half price?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, thank you, Carl. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
You bet. You know, citizen activists on either side, they're involved. They want to make change. You don't have to agree with them. You don't have to sign petitions. You don't have to vote. But they're out there wanting to make change and for things they believe in. And this is the left or the right, whether it's Christian Gardner or Rich Gallardo. They're in there. So it makes our country stronger as long as what they're doing isn't something that's harmful to people. You know, it's like this. When people want change, they make change. And we've seen that in the county board of supervisors. People wanted change. We had a board member get recalled. People wanted change. The elections came, swept in a number of people that people wanted to have as their elected official. Next election came, some of them left. So we've got another election coming up next year, and I think there's two seats up for it, and we'll see what happens then. But the people will speak. They'll let you know. They can make that change. You know, we can make that change. And people will vote for what affects them, what they want to see happen. Agree?
Yeah, what about this mic's too loud. What about the redistricting?
Oh, now. I think they're going to find out, because right now, like 70% of the people are against this. We, the people of California, formed a commission that drew the district lines and would be redrawn in the next census, right? I read an article in Direct Searchlight by one of the women that was on that original committee. She is, trust me, she does not think much of Trump or Republicans. But what she found even worse was the Democrats wanting to change this, change the Constitution and have politicians draw up this gerrymandered state for these districts. She found that even worse. And it's true. It is absolutely naked politics at its very worst. Where the district we're going to be in right now, if you look at it, it looks like a rat with a long tail. It goes all the way down to Marin County. Now, tell me that Republicans, and there's not a lot of us, and a lot of Republicans live up here in the North State, completely negates our votes. Completely. And they want, because they're after LaMalfa, they're after Issa, they're after five Republicans. So they've come up here to gerrymander these districts. The people are against this. They, you know, like I said, every poll shows 60, 70% of the people are against it. Well, we get a chance to vote, which is costing us the taxpayers, $235 million. To vote and tell the Assembly and the Senate and Gavin Newsom pound sand. And here's your chance, people. And the other day we had some ladies in here that were having a fundraiser, playing and praying for peace, a fundraiser for the Gaza Strip, right? Democrats. Every one of them was against this. I said, good, remember that. Because when it comes to vote against it. Tell them that they're heavy-handed, breaking the rules, everything. Everything they did on this thing was illegal. It was against their own rules. They don't care. Texas is doing it. That's like little Mary and little Sam come up, and Mary's got ice cream on her mouth and says, oh, but Sam did it. I don't care. It's a little kid's argument. as Mike Michalak pointed out to me one time, oh, just because they did it, you should do it. No, I don't care about Texas. I care about the state I live in. It's called California. We have rules. And if you can do away with the Constitution of the state of California by a two-thirds vote, well, you know what? We're really in trouble. Maybe the people of California ought to wake up and take away that supermajority. Just give them a majority. Big majority, but not the supermajority, you know, if you know what I mean. So they can't just do things like this. It is incredibly, you know, they talk about democracy. Well, it totally takes your rights away. I wish Gavin Newsom would sit across from me and explain this to me. And say, how can you do this?
Is that an invite?
Yeah, always. He's got a standing. He's got a standing invitation to be here. Oh yeah, so does Kamala. Yeah, but of course, so does Donald Trump. So you know, haven't heard from any of them.
Get him to call in.
The Don. I ought to talk to Congressman LaMalfa. Say, hey, can we get the Don to call in for five minutes?
Locally owned, better known radio station.
Yeah,
California.
Take a break from saving the world and give us a call and tell us how you're doing it. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Yes,
big news, Renning. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Renning community. Come celebrate with us. Visit grangecoop.com/Renning to learn more. Sale only valid at the Renning store.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cyber Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
The Hunts are back for two nights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers heating up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Speed. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, let's do a Fleetwood Mac. Start finding Fleetwood Mac. Max. Anyway, let's start doing those for some of the In-N-Outs here. I just had an epiphany. All right, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, okay, Linda was up. When Linda gets up, I get up. All right. I like to get up about 5:45. In the morning. Gives me a chance, you know, wander around the house, get ready, be in here. Linda gets up at 5:15 or 5 sometimes. Jumps up and she's just like a tornado. I mean, she's quiet. I mean, but then she starts working. So this morning, I'm up at 5. Hello, I'm up at 5:30 and with her now. And she has, you know, we have a dinner party that we're hosting tomorrow. And this, she, glasses, you know, I mean, everything for a dinner party. So, plus, we just had the kitchen painted, so everything has to be rearranged in there. So that's going. And they're replacing different lights in our kitchen. So it's been like that. And she's just been working at the cyclic rate. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Did you read about this trucker that killed the 3 people down in Florida? Oh, this gets worse and worse. Every day it gets worse and worse. What this guy did was he did an illegal U-turn across the median, and this van went right underneath the truck, killed 3 people. Well, so it turns out that when the Department of Transportation are down there, this guy can't speak English. And out of 12 questions they asked him, he can only answer 2. And one was, you know, he answered 2 and one was correct about traffic signs and things like this. Think about this, people. He's pushing an 18-wheeler down the road. And in some cases, he may be pushing an 18-wheeler plus an extra trailer. And as it turns out, at least 3,000 truckers have been taken off the American roads over the past 2 months after they failed mandatory roadside English tests as the Trump administration is getting tougher on commercial drivers nationally. And moves drawn applause from many trucking associations, which say consistent enforcement will improve road safety by ensuring drivers can read the signs. And these are things, didn't know what the sign meant. Didn't know what the sign meant. And he's driving an 18-wheeler down the road. Plus, okay, this is where it keeps getting better. An illegal, here in the United States, issued his first CDL in Washington, and he got a provisional in California. In fact, he fled from Florida to California because it's a sanctuary state. The governor of Florida sent the lieutenant governor after him. I love it. You can't make this stuff up. Anyway, the guy's here illegally. He can't speak English. And yet somehow he gets a CDL. And then California offers him a provisional one. He's here illegally. He had to bring a translator to the hearing that he was in. So Ed was, of course, the California license. This California license, but he's also licensed in Washington. Harjinder Singh is accused of causing this fatal August 12th crash, which we just talked about, an illegal U-turn. He failed the roadside English proficiency test, calling him somebody, well, he's an illegal immigrant who should not have been licensed anyway. Federal law is clear. A driver who cannot sufficiently read or speak English, our national language, and understand road signs is unqualified to drive a commercial motor vehicle in America. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said that common sense standard should never have been abandoned. The top five states where drivers have been removed from roads are in descending order: Texas, Tennessee, Wyoming, Iowa, and Arizona. Texas has removed nearly 350 drivers from the road. Although some states allow drivers to take the written portion of the CDL in either English or Spanish, truckers must also demonstrate proficiency solely in written and oral English when they take the practical test. So, like I said, Singh needed a translator. Once on the road, truckers are required to speak and read English during traffic stops and way station checks. The Obama administration suspended enforcement of English proficiency rule in 2016, but the Trump White House reversed that decision, requiring truckers to talk to inspectors without the use of smartphone apps or a translator. The English language rule has been law for decades, although unevenly enforced. Now, you know, you don't think about it, but when you they can't tell. There's no solid data on how many crashes may be caused annually by truckers who can't read English language road signs. The decision to strictly enforce the existing rule is part of a series of trucker-approved measures the Trump White House has recently taken, including a decision to eliminate mandatory speed controls on big rigs. Enforcement of the English language rule is left up to the states, although the White House has also signaled it might withhold highway safety funding if states don't participate. So, in Wyoming, they've taken about 240 truckers off the road. In Wyoming, Highway Patrol said the troopers test drivers for English ability during random roadside inspections and mandatory port of entry checks. So, the questions include, where did you start your day? And how long have you been driving today? Things you would ask truckers, of course. Anyway, the trucker was only able to answer two of 12 verbal questions and only identify one of four highway traffic signs. You know, when you think about this, you know, truckers are good people. You know, they move. We can't exist without truckers. But when you're pushing, the two trailer rig down the road at about 70 miles an hour, you would like to think that they understood what that sign up ahead that says slow down, curve, slow down, or, you know, or how about the traffic signs, the ones that are out there on the side of the road, the temporary ones that are lit up, you know, and it says slow down. Traffic stopped ahead, and they can't read it. Think about this. Where have we gone? Okay, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got a couple other things we want to talk about here. How about taxes? Yep, your taxes are due again, and we'll talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages.
Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Stevie Nicks. Who's the other? Who's the other female singer in that? You remember? You know. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work-related injuries, you need to probably talk to Patrick. Work injuries, life-changing, can be life-changing. You may never go back to that same job. You may need retraining and all types of follow-on medical care. And if you're not getting that treatment that you deserve, then you need to call Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. The guy knows workers' compensation inside and out. He's built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento in the last 5 years over in Palo Seguro. It's going to be life-changing. And you need somebody on your side that understands how the system works and how to get you the treatment and the follow-on treatment and training that you rate. Give them a call, 530-262-2168 today, or go to GormanLaw.com. Shasta County Tax Collector issued a reminder yesterday about an important upcoming deadline for local taxpayers. Unsecured property taxes for the 2025-2026 fiscal year are due by Monday, September 2nd. Taxes apply to unsecured personal properties such as business equipment, boats, aircraft, mining claims, vacation homes that are not attached to real estate. Yeah. They don't get it by September 2nd. You get a 10% penalty, which will be added to the total amount. And you can pay them in cash, checks, or major credit cards.
I paid mine.
Do you have unsecured?
Yeah, you know, there's some equipment in the store, like the counter, the cash register.
Well, I guess we do that, too.
Stuff like that, yeah.
I'm sure we do. I'm sure my CPA does that, I hope. Okay. Yeah, more good news, more taxes. The did you know there's a major volcano off the coast of Oregon? It's submerged. It's in the ocean. And there's indications that this thing could erupt in 2025. And the it is 4,500 feet below the Earth's surface, however, below the, you know, in the ocean, and it's a couple hundred miles off the coast of Oregon, and they're doing maintenance missions, you know, checking all the equipment and all that, and they've said that it could erupt in 2025. Now, since it's underwater, it makes me wonder what happens, but they're seeing that it's heating up there and it's attracting fish that like warmer areas. But they don't know what it's going to take to trigger the next eruption or exactly when it will happen, but they're saying 2025. So they've had lots of earthquakes, more and more earthquakes around it. And the water is actually boiling in some of the vents around it. So the rate of inflation of the magma that, you know, the lava itself that's coming up has been slowly decreasing. However, they had over 2,000 earthquakes in one day in June, but that's gone down. So what's going to happen? And if it does, it'll release enormous amounts of lava into the ocean for days or even months. But it doesn't look like it's like going to rise out of the ocean and do it, as you've seen in bad movies. Okay. Did you see where that attorney general, one of the people that worked for the attorney general in the state, not in California, but was told to leave a restaurant, and she refused. She and her girlfriend refused. And the owner called the police. Now, I've seen photos of her, and she and her girlfriend are very attractive. So you have to ask yourself, what could they have been doing to get kicked out of a bar restaurant? What were they doing that was so bad that they were asked to leave? So, and they refused. So they called the police. And so I bet you can tell me what they said. What did she say? Now she's a member of the attorney, she's a lawyer for the attorney general of the state, of this unnamed state until I can find it. What do you think she said to the officers? Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
I saw a headline.
Okay. So first thing she does is she says, I'm a citizen. I can ask you to turn off your, I don't want to be photographed. So turn off your body cam. And the officer says, ma'am, I can't do it. I'm working here. She says, and you have to leave because you're trespassing. And she says, no, you have to tell me why I have to leave. You can't just tell me to leave. He said, ma'am, I just told you, you're trespassing, and they've asked you to leave. It gets worse. Then it finally, you know, here it comes. Well, I work for the AG. I'm an attorney for the Attorney General's office, and you are going to regret this. You can't do this to me. Well, as the officer proved, he could do it to her. And then when they kept mouthing off, he arrested him. Puts him in the back seat of the police car, and in her lawyer-like way of wanting to convince him it was not a good idea, she kicks out one of the windows. It's another example of beautiful women being drunk and getting arrested. Now, I don't know how much that happened, so I'm just saying it's another example of it. But how many times have we heard politicians say, do you know who I am? and then they are just total jerks. You can't do, oh, you're going to be sorry for this. I mean, how many times have we heard that and seen that? When we talked to the Lieutenant Cody Bodner yesterday, Shasta County Sheriff's Office, I said, so what impact have the body cams made? He said, oh, it's great. All the officers love them. And, you know, from the older officers have to be taught, you know, that, you know, remember, gun radio, tap the camera twice. Okay, for a lot of the new ones, they're trained in this when they're coming out of the post academy. He says, what it really helps with is when we get a complaint about an officer being overbearing or threatening or all this, we just pull up the video and you just watch it. And I don't know how many times you see it where they, you know, somebody's made a claim is that they've been profiled, they've been verbally assaulted, they've been treated rudely, the policeman is this, the policeman's that, and they're complaining. Well, before, it's their word against the policeman. Now, the police just play the video, as they did in this case. And you have to wonder as if this attorney still has a job today. It's like putting something horrendous on Facebook and you're in a position like a university professor and put something on there that says that, you know, Hitler had the right idea about Jews, which one did. Words to that effect. Do they, you know, their life changes the second they hit send on that. And I mean, it's out there. You can't say I didn't see it. And then people now go back years into your social media and find things. And, you know, and, well, you know, 10 years ago, you said, you know, so it's, I mean, it's not like people can't change in 10 years or 1 year or, you know, month to month. But to see these things happen and to see what impact it has on people. But especially this, that, you know, police are out there, and the whole thing was being recorded. The guy was really being polite when he's being a jerk, which to me it would be difficult. You know, at some point, ma'am, I've told you this 5 times, and you won't leave. You're going to have to get in the car. Well, not you. Blink, 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 blink. What are you going to do? And you, boom, hit him with the taser. Drop him right there. No, you can't do that. Which is why it's a good thing I'm probably not a policeman. Because my BS level, it's dropped dramatically. The older I get, the lower that level is before I go, that's it. BS. Nope. Not going to pay attention. When I was younger, you know, you could kind of go on. But when you reach a certain level in your life, you say, I do not have time for your BS. I do not have time to listen to your craziness. And, you know, hang up, walk away. But maybe it's, how's your level? Can you take a lot?
That reminds me.
You work in, you see the customers all the time.
Hey, that reminds me.
Uh-oh.
You know, they're kind of bringing back Hegseth and I forget who else it was. Kind of bringing back that old drill sergeant kind of, did you see that?
Oh, yeah, they're changing it back so they can
you talk about it, you know. And,
well, yeah, the old days, you had 3 drill instructors surrounding you just screaming in your face. But they did away with that in some of the services because, you know, and they actually at one point had one of the, you know, these timeout cards. That and it's getting a little stressful. I need some time to myself. Well, I don't ever remember that in the Marine Corps, but I don't know if the Marine Corps bought into that.
Do they have a cry room? I don't think
no,
so.
No, we didn't have. Yeah, we had a cry room. It was called the barracks. And at night, you can hear people crying. Oh, especially the first 2 or 3 nights at Parris Island. There were people sobbing in there, just sobbing. And I'm laying there thinking, it's not that bad. I mean, you know, I guess it's, you know, but, you know, they were sobbing. They realized that they maybe had made a big mistake. But some of the guys that were crying made it through. They changed. They got tougher. It's when they asked how many, we have too many of you here, and we're going to transfer a bunch of you to the Coast Guard. Who wants to do that? And about 4 guys ran up there. Oh, is that stupid? Oh, they just, those guys paid for a week. For doing that. Don't want to be in my Marine Corps? Well, Anyway, we got to take a break from the news, and Jake Mangus is going to join us as soon as we get back from the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, Amrit Thomason. Focus on the family founder, Dr. James Dobson, has died.
Dr. Dobson was a pillar of the evangelical community for decades and one of the best-known Christian broadcasters of all time. He was also an advisor to presidents, a best-selling author, and a trained psychologist. Gary Bauer of the James Dobson Family Institute says, quote, Dr. Dobson was a pioneer, a man of deep conviction whose voice shaped the way generations view family, faith, and culture, unquote. George Williams reporting.
Dr. Dobson was 89. From Bermuda to coastal North Carolina, tropical storm conditions as Hurricane Erin works its way north along the East Coast. It is a couple of hundred miles offshore, but its powerful wind field extends far beyond, heavy surf advisories along the entire stretch of coast. Biden policies blamed by many Floridians for a deadly highway crash. An illegal immigrant trucker issued a commercial driver's license by California and Washington State is accused in the deaths of several people.
Former Florida State House Speaker Paul Renner says it all goes back to President Biden allowing millions of illegals to cross the border.
It will take many, many months and even years to get rid of.
And now President Trump is working with governors like Ron DeSantis to make good progress in deporting illegals.
But it unfortunately was too late in this instance, and we lost three Floridians in the process.
Renner was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
The number of people in the U.S. illegally surged to an all-time high, 14 million in 2023. That's according to the Pew Research Center, although President Trump says he believes the number is actually higher than that. On Wall Street, stocks are in the red this morning. The Dow is down more than 130 points, the Nasdaq off 34. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Walmart recalling its great value brand frozen shrimp because it could be radioactive.
The contamination was found in shipping containers and a sample of breaded shrimp, which were processed by a company doing business as BMS Foods of Indonesia. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials alerted the FDA that they found cesium-137 in shipping containers sent to U.S. ports in Los Angeles, Houston, Miami, and Savannah, Georgia, which were denied entry into the U.S. The FDA then learned that Walmart has received potentially affected products imported after the first detection from shipments that did not trigger contamination alerts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
10 starving cheetah cubs held in captivity for months and destined for international wildlife trade markets have been rescued in a breakaway region of Somalia. They're said to be in stable condition but are limping due to being in captivity for such a long time. Townhall.com. An Oregon man pleads guilty to two counts of second-degree manslaughter, this following a fatal crash with a softball team's bus.
Officials say Jonathan Dowdy has pled guilty to several counts of assault
one count of driving under the influence, and one count of driving with a suspended license. State police say Dowdy was driving his pickup last April when he crossed a center line and crashed into a bus loaded with 10 members of the Umpqua Community College softball team. A 19-year-old player and the team's head coach were killed. Jason Walker reporting.
Uganda has a deal with the U.S. to accept deported illegal aliens from America unless they do not have, as long as they don't have criminal records and are not unaccompanied minors. But the Ugandan Foreign Affairs Ministry says some details of the agreement have yet to be finalized. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is the 21st of August, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Davey Mikey's at the helm here.
Senior Citizen Day.
Uh-huh.
Reagan implemented that.
Huh.
And, National Senior Citizens Day today.
Okay, well, it's good we got Jake Mangus here.
That's why I came down, Carl, to pay my respects to one of my favorite senior citizens.
I thought it was because you were a senior citizen.
No, well, you have more hair than I do. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
But actually, I'm
representing Mercy Foundation North, which is the fundraising arm of Dignity Health locally. And one of the places we raise funds and awareness for is Dignity Health Connected Living. And they serve seniors in droves and in many ways. So we were there yesterday with their whole staff. The three main pillars of service there would be food security, transportation, access, and also other senior programs. So there you go. I had to take advantage of that.
Can I do the new? Can I do the weather now?
Let's hear what's going on out there. Okay. It's hot. I'll tell you that. Okay, go ahead.
He's a pro.
You know, I'm just going to walk into the other room and catch up on my reels.
Runs in the family. He's a pro.
Don't make me do the weather.
The heat advisory today. Sunny and hot with a high near 106. Okay. It's going to be in the 100s, 105, 106, 104, all the way through next Tuesday. Now, it's going to be on Tuesday night. You know, and Tuesday it's going to be at 100. But a chance of showers Tuesday night. And Wednesday a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 95. So we go up and down like this. We had showers, gosh, was it Saturday? When I was coming back from the mountains.
Yeah.
And we were looking at the clouds coming in. And sure enough, we hit some rain.
That was your Warner Mountains experience?
Yeah. But coming back, we were coming back through Ingot, around in that area, mm-hmm. and we started getting rain, and that was strange.
We always like seeing the old mining operations through there.
That should be a major, what do they call
that? That's a super fun
site right there when you drive by, you know, the hair on the horses fell off.
Oh yeah, there is that too. Yeah, the toxicity piece.
Yeah. Anyway, the weather report's always brought to if Jake will give me a chance. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Anderson-based, family-based business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for both seniors and veterans.
Well, see, the thing is
you
that
can
I
can reach them at 530. Yeah. You're as bad as
Linda. Oh, yeah. Oh, see,
530-365-3793. Yeah, Linda's right here just stepping all over me, too.
Thank you, Shasta Gas and Propane.
There you go. They're good people. Yeah, they really are good people.
I was going to say, I haven't been on
my
the
guess,
show
my guess, well,
in a long time. I got to get my words out.
My guest today is Jake Mangus, Mercy Foundation. He is the head of their philanthropic center. And what else? It was events, or you raised money for them, right?
Yeah, there are 20 foundations throughout California that raise funds for the Dignity Health hospitals and sites. And so in the North State, we have Mercy Foundation North. We've been around for 40 years representing the Sisters of Mercy and, you know, raising money for special equipment at the three hospitals in the North State, St. E's and Red Bluff, Mercy Redding and Mercy Mount Shasta, and also Connected Living, as I mentioned. And then we have larger projects, and never has there been a bigger one than the Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center.
Yeah.
And,
how's that going?
It's going really well. We,
I mean, I see them out there building out there. Yep. How's it looking for, so when is that going to be completed?
Well, the contractor, told us when we did the beam raising, that according to his timeline, he has to give us the keys in the spring of 2026. So in less than a year, they'll be done with the construction phase. And then it gets
is
past
that inside and outside?
Inside and outside.
Everything's in there. Bathrooms.
Everything.
Molding, everything.
And the linear accelerator and the MRI and all the different things that make it so state-of-the-art.
What's a linear accelerator?
It's a special piece of equipment for treatment of cancer. And in layman's Jake terms, it's able to pinpoint the cancer without impacting adversely the healthy cells
like
in your body.
Oh, it's like a sniper.
Yep,
it's like
that's
a sniper
it.
Will reach in and hit that one and not hit anything else.
You got it.
As opposed to a kind of a larger radius weapon like artillery.
Hey, okay, I'm digressing because my wife Janet's listening right now while she's working out at home doing Taibo, and I want to talk about our son Joe. Joe served the country in over the last 4 years with the Air Force, and what's been really cool
God bless him.
Definitely. Yeah. We're so glad that he's home safe. Yeah. And he started Shasta College this week, but this is our hats are off and kudos to the veteran support groups in the North State and our community, because I got to see firsthand the Veteran Service Office and Troy, hold Joe's hand through the initial process of coming back to civilian life. Nation's Finest has provided some assistance as well in helping find an apartment that Joe could live in. And then he's also connected with the Veterans Resource Center at the college. So not only is he taking advantage of the post 9/11 GI Bill, but he's also doing a work study program out there at the Veterans Resource Center so he can help other veterans like himself who are going to school. So it's been a really cool experience to see.
Tell him this. Be patient with his fellow students. He is 4 years older than many of them. He has got a lot more life experiences. And talking to a lot of my young Marine friends who came back and seen combat and Fallujah and all this, and they went to Shasta College or any college, you're going to hear things that you just know by your own world experiences are just absolutely untrue. Or he's going to hear things that are so naive, he's going to want to look at the person and just look at him and go, do you believe that? Just tell him to smile and just remember that he goes back to the Veteran Resource Center and there's other veterans, and y'all can sit there and laugh and say, what did you hear? What did I hear today? No, but he is at a level way beyond where they are, many of them.
Yeah.
And not all of them, but many of them, because they have not had that opportunity to see the life and the places. Where was he stationed at?
He was in Okinawa all 4 years.
Okay, Okinawa. Well, Okinawa is not a bad thing, but, you know, he also deployed from there, too. But he's going to hear things just from young people who are fed this pablum of stuff, and he's going to know that's not true. So then you got to make that decision of where you stand up in the classroom, or if you do, and say, you know, I'd like to discuss this.
Yeah.
But, he is earned his college degree. After he does 2 years there, he can transfer on to something else he wants. If he wants to go into trades, he can do that and make tons of money.
He was he said, Dad, you can tell everybody I was an Air Force plumber. And so he's got some of those skills, you know.
Whoa.
So he knows that.
I tell you, plumbing.
Yeah.
We had a guest on our show, one of a local plumber. He's got 6 trucks.
Sure.
Learned to be a plumber in the Navy.
Oh.
That's where he started. And then he went to work for other plumbers when he got out to learn things. And now he's got a very thriving business, plumbing business here in town. And he's always looking. For somebody to come to work.
I will pass on the advice on all fronts.
And I'll go back and see what the name of his business is. I'm sorry. You all listen all the time. I'm sorry that I have just, it's got, left my mind. So, okay. Let's take a quick break. I'm here with Jake Mangus, and we're going to talk about Mercy Foundation North. We're going to talk about the state of rural health care. Also,
sure.
I'd like to get into that if that's part of the things you can discuss.
Yep, I'll do what I can.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You've just been helping people since 1993. We do business with Judy. Real happy with that. Insurance in one division, financial management in another division, but all in the same offices there. If you're looking for a second opinion on insurance, what about your retirement plans, 401ks, investments? Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. And you can get a free review and evaluation. And it may be is that everything is working the way it's supposed to, and you're going to be happy, or they may have ideas that can help you with your cost, your everyday cost on insurance, or your investments. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus and Mercy Foundation North.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapjack? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hand on Saturday, September 13th. Watching on while these slap warriors face off to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. What is love?
It's always going to be Jim Carrey on Saturday Night Live.
No, this is Night of the Roxbury, buddy. Get with us. Well, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is redoing the whole house. When I come home, I have to keep the lights on at night because I will walk into something that was not there when I left in the morning. I'm just telling you right now. So our guest today is Jake Mangus, who is head of the Mercy Foundation North, philanthropic division, and but it's also something else. Your title is.
Well, it's president, but it's also chief philanthropy officer, and it's, raising money for the unmet needs of the hospitals in the North State and Dignity Health Connected Living, mostly buying equipment that helps to improve healthcare in our communities, and then also helping with large projects in the Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center.
And we were talking about that. And that's going to be, they're supposed to hand you the keys next spring.
Yep. And then,
with everything in there, all the machinery, the water's running, you walk up to the door opens, the toilets flush everything, and they don't flush it into the next room.
No.
So then that's kind of the easy part.
That's right. Because then what happens is, regulatory agencies come in that we work with, and it's, everybody's heard of OSHA. Well, we have something called OSHPOD and HCI in,
of course we do,
in healthcare. And, something happened bad some point in time where they said, we ought to, double check these things, And so they, of course, established some new agencies. So anyway, these folks come in, and it usually takes, some time, a couple of months, to get approval that the place is safe and ready to take care of patients.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
I'm looking at summer of 2026 is what we believe will be opening day. And, of course, we're going to have some exciting grand opening festivities and all of that stuff, because this is such an important project for folks. You remember when we had Dr. Civilier in the studio about how we want to make cancer care a home game and not an away game. And of course that leads us into oncologists and recruitment of these folks.
Well,
right?
Just as a story, we have somebody we know that drives down every other day to San Francisco for chemotherapy for his wife. Mm. And I thought, we have oncologists up here and we have facilities up here.
Yeah.
I wonder just what exactly it is he has to drive that long distance for. And that's one of the things that hopefully the new cancer center can do, so that people can be seen and treated there without having to drive to San Francisco every other day. Drive down, get the treatment, drive back. That can't be comfortable.
No, and we look at that in the North State with our other sites too, in Red Bluff and Mount Shasta. And we do have an infusion center in Red Bluff. So once people have established what their protocol is going to be for treatment, they can continue that treatment even closer to home if they live in Tehama County. But as far as the Cancer Center in Redding goes and recruitment, I've been a part of these visits where we have a recruitment team that scours the nation and beyond for oncologists, and we know how competitive all that is. But what have been some of the wins? We have multi-year contracts signed with oncologists and a nurse practitioner to come to Redding, and some of them are already here seeing patients to provide that stability and trust building with patients. it's really difficult when you show up yourself or with a loved one and there's a different face looking at your chart for the first time. And we know that. We've heard that many times.
So how many oncologists have you brought in?
We've had, I'm not the recruitment team, but I know I can speak very confidently about two oncologists and one nurse practitioner that specializes in oncology. Dr. Lombardi is an oncologist, mm-hmm. and then also Dr. Brad Sackfield. Dr. Brad Sackfield is a pretty cool story in and of himself. I think he's probably one of one because this guy told us during his recruitment visit that he had broken the bones in his hands like 40 times. And so it was that record scratch moment. What are you talking about? And he said, when I was younger, I was a rodeo cowboy. And so this guy is coming to us next month by way of Nashville, Tennessee. And it was really great to be a part of that process because the Rodeo Association in Reading and the Red Bluff Roundup in Red Bluff, obviously, they both stepped up and sent care packages to he and his wife back in Tennessee. And
is that right?
I don't know if that's the reason why he chose Reading, but it couldn't have hurt.
Well, let's just point out the Reading Rodeo Association has also donated $50,000 to this new to the new cancer center.
That was, I mean, I got goosebumps about that because I can still remember going through that meeting with the association and having them say yes. That's a large commitment from a very important partner of ours. So we'll be bucking cancer every year at the rodeo for the foreseeable future.
And Dignity has been a sponsor of the Reading Rodeo Association also.
So that's the recruitment continues. Just like many other professions, people come and go for various reasons, and so we're always filling the funnel, knowing that not only is it people deciding to stay here, but also we have an aged medical community where a disproportionate amount of folks that are practicing in our community are nearing retirement. So we know it's been highly publicized in many forums about the challenges that exist, and it's not just here. What I'm proud to say is that Dignity Health actively recruits and invests into the seven figures annually in recruitment efforts, not just for ourselves, but for the market, where the right fit is for that physician. So it may be with tribal health. It might be with a community health center. It might be at a Mercy property.
Well, I think we need to really talk to Glenn. Help me here.
Oh, Hayward? Yeah.
Talk to Glenn Hayward.
Yep,
how is he recruiting these doctors and keeping them here? Because they seem to be doing a great job.
Yep.
So it would be interesting to see what they're doing.
We need all of our partners, too. That's
because
for sure.
Because we're all, you know, as people are coming and being seen, and then they can be... They can be seen at a local oncology center here, you know, the new one or others. But we need to have where we're not sending – it used to be in for the VA. For almost everything, you got sent down to Mather years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then they came up with the community care. Instead of – if you had to drive over so many miles to get there, you could be seen out in the community and the VA would pay for it.
I was friends
with
them.
It's a great program. And then it slowed down for a while. Now it's back. So people don't have to drive down. And we have the facilities here with our hospitals and others that people can be seen and can be treated here. And it's just made it a lot, you know, when you're sending an 85-year-old veteran down there for a cancer treatment, he drives all day, gets 15 minutes or whatever it is, and he's puking and coming back.
Not
I mean, it's
good.
Just, it's not good. And our, not only our veterans, but our residents here deserve better than that. So now we can get a lot of that stuff done right here.
This cancer center has been a great recruitment tool for sure. And it's also, created so much community interest. Our organization, our Mercy Foundation North, we've facilitated philanthropy, right? I mean, we've just presented the opportunity and the North States responded. $11.3 million committed from this community, including our current effort that I hope we can talk about, and that's the House of Hope. And that has come from Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders.
Okay, so, I tell you what, let's talk about that on the other side of the break, the House of Hope. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off at Bathens Avenue, founded in 1960, same location since 1967, and the only place I've had my hair cut since moving to Redding in 07. It's not a hair salon. It's a old-timey barbershop, I guess you could say. You know, you get a haircut, they shave around your neck and your ears, you get some kind of sweet smelling stuff they put slap on your face.
I remember haircuts.
Yeah.
At that, actually, I have gone to the Man's Last Stronghold, and it is a great spot.
The phone number there, you can make an appointment at Man's Last Stronghold by giving them a call at 530-244-9478, which is what I do. It sets up on my schedule, and I can roll in and get a haircut and roll out, or I can just hang around and read the Saturday Evening Post, Car and Track, and Popular Mechanic. But Cypress Square Barbershop, great place, my friends. And we'll be right back with my co-host, Jake Mangus.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
No, it is.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you want to hear any of our shows in the archives, just go to KCNR1460.com, go to programming, and look for the show that you want to listen. And we've got the archives of all of our local shows are here at on our archive page. Just the local shows, not the national shows. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stonecutters, jewelry designers, and a super, super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated. Been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. And there's a reason. They are really good. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 at 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Jake Mangus, who is the president of Mercy North Foundation and the chief.
Who cares?
Okay, you're right. you know, why would you have a name like that to make it so hard? It should be
just say president.
President. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, okay, now when we left, we were talking about
Jeb Allen.
Jeb Allen in the home.
What, hope? It's called the House of Hope and
House
Healing.
House of Hope. Okay, what is that?
Well, so being in the community for any length of time, you might remember when Palomar would step up and build a house for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, right?
Yeah.
So he and I talked about the cancer center, and he's friends with the Emersons and everything, and he said, you know, I haven't had a chance to participate in this yet, and my wife Sue and I have been talking about how we want to do something to help cancer care in our community. Her father passed away from cancer in recent years. And so that's been on their mind. So everything came together, and he said, I'm going to build a house out in Shastina Ranch, and it'll be one of the nice ones, meaning of one of the larger homes.
I was going to say,
they're all nice
homes. I was going to say, you mean there's ones that aren't nice out there?
They're all nice homes.
This one's a bigger one with more things in it.
One of the bigger ones, the high-end house. And we'll sell it. And then whatever we make on it, we'll donate to the project. And so
anything they net off it.
Yep. So okay. What you see is like, you know, Josh Barker donating his commission, Sierra Pacific donating the lot, Harbert Roofing donating the roof.
Wow.
You know, these types of things. J.F. Shea donating all the concrete, 90 yards or something like that. So there's been an amazing business support locally, and I'm very aware of our business community's support when they see something worthy. This is exciting for us to watch. We did a groundbreaking back in the spring, and I think it's about 60 to 90 days away from full completion. So once that thing gets, once that house gets put on the market and sold, then Jeb has made at least a $150,000 commitment to us, regardless of what happens.
No matter what happens.
Yep.
But you've also, Josh Barker is donating his commission.
That's
and,
right.
And they've got a free roof and free concrete.
And there have been a number of other aspects to this that have been either deeply discounted or donated by vendors.
Now, they can write this off, too, right?
I would assume so.
Well, no, and I don't want to be mercenary about this.
Yeah.
But if you're doing something like this, and this is what that home is built for, you know, if you're going to donate $50,000, you know, in today's economy, you should be able to write that off.
Yeah, I know that.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and without diving too deep into federal legislation, I know that one of the things we've been looking at as a fundraising entity is that we know the standard exemption is going up for, you know, the middle class mostly, right?
Yeah.
And so it kind of de-incentivizes.
That's people like me, not you. Yeah. You're up in that the stratosphere.
Not. But making a charitable gift used to come with it, you know, a tax deduction. In most cases, well, it's been reinstituted that now, in spite of that larger standard deduction, in Trump's bill, you can make a $1,000 contribution, or for married filing jointly, a $2,000 charitable contribution, and that becomes a tax deduction above and beyond the standard deduction. So,
is it going to be that much?
Yes,
or can it be a total of?
Well, so it can.
I mean, say you give 500 to this, and
300 exactly.
here, and
whatever
400 over there.
Yep.
But if it adds up to 1,000, then that can be a that off.
That's an additional deduction, is what we understand. So that's really great to see. people give
those,
for many reasons.
Damn Republicans.
But throwing another incentive for someone to contribute is a big deal. But we're really grateful for what Jeb and Palomar have done for us.
Well, I'm really strong on the fact that, you know, our communities help each other. And Redding is such a giving community. Mm-hmm. We all know that Shasta County, North
That's
State.
Correct.
Is such a giving area up here that having something like this where you can actually, you know, take it off your taxes.
Yep,
and,
sure.
And have that is, to me, a great idea. I know a lot of people say, well, we need to stop all, you know, the government doing this and this and this and let the communities do it. Well, the communities can do it. But they, you know, in today's economy, being able to write it off, I mean, that's just a big plus.
It's true. And then when I look at our donors, we have such a variety. People make a difference at the foundation with today money and tomorrow money. So we'll see contributions from businesses and individuals. We'll see grants from different public sources and also private foundations. And then people give through their estate to organizations like Mercy Foundation North. And we just launched a partnership with Free Will, where that company, Free Will, will allow for anyone to create a will or trust for free, whether or not they name our organization in it. And August is National Make-A-Will Month. So it's just one of the things that I know for my wife and I, Janet, who's been listening to the show.
Hi, Janet.
We left for Hawaii years ago, and we were both on the same flight. And we thought, well, what happens if the plane goes down to our kids? So we met with our estate planning attorney, Doug Wright, who's a friend of the show. And
he may be listening right now.
He could be. And he put together our trust. And as far as who gets whatever money we might have, there's that part of it. But what was even more important to my wife and I is, well, who's going to raise our kids? How are they going to be raised? What about our advanced health directive? You know, a do not resuscitate order and things like that, right? So you get all that stuff, set. It's never too early to consider it. So.
Oh, no, you know, when Linda and I took a trip, same thing, going over to a friend's wedding, or son's wedding over in Italy, that we put all of ours out. Now, we're, you know, it's pretty simple for us. We got one daughter, so everything would be going to them. But we put codicils in there, like, you got to take the horse, and you've got to take the horse, and you can keep it or until you find it a good home. And then other mm-hmm. little things like that.
Yeah.
But that way we felt like, okay, something happens, that's all taken care of. The you don't want to go through probate.
That's right.
Now, and
like
if
an
anybody is out there and you know, and you're making these things out, you can also leave a portion of your estate right here, Free Fire Radio.
I had a
you don't get a write off, but really, what do you care? It's after you're gone.
I have a friend that's exactly right. Justin Arell is another estate planning attorney who I've known for years, and he once told me about probate. He said, "It's bad for your kids, good for my kids."
Yeah.
Because all the fees involved in that.
Yeah, you do not want to die, you know, what they call it, intestate or something, because it is just horrible. So, you know, and you can get somebody like Doug Wright or other people out there, put together a living trust and all these things.
And then,
and by the way, my do not resuscitate does not exist. I told Linda, I don't care. Keep me going for as long as you can. You never can tell. I may come back.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
you're resilient.
We're not going to give you a CPR. Yes, you are.
As the sirens go off outside the window here.
So
if people want to know more about what we do and how they can get involved, it's supportmercynorth.org. That's where to go. Supportmercynorth.org.
I'm here with Jake Mangus, who's president of Mercy Foundation North, and we're talking about, you know, the new cancer center that's being erected, and it will be finished next spring. And then, of course, it then has to go through all the bookkeeping and admin, where they go through and inspect everything. But probably by next summer, they're going to be able to launch this thing. And they've already hired a couple oncologists and a PA that specializes in oncology. A lot of things going on with Mercy Foundation North. And we're going to talk about that when we get back, right after these messages.
There's no change in the weather. There's no change in the weather. something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Humps are back for two nights at Twin River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers. Leading up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Fees. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit TwinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMV soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. There.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here for our last segment. 8:47 in the morning here on the 21st of August. Tomorrow's Friday. Ta-da! Hey, will you get my my scheduler, please? Thank you. I'm here with Jake Mangus, who is the president of Mercy Foundation North. We're talking about so many things here. The new cancer center, the House of Hope, all these things, Jeb Allen, and many others. By the way, it's not just Jeb. It's many other people, too, yep. are helping with Josh Barker, concrete guys.
Yeah, JF Shea.
Sierra Pacific, all those.
Arbert Roofing.
And they're taking the net proceeds from that and donating them to the new cancer center.
Yep.
Now, rural medicine. One of the reasons that we have such a high cancer rate, high number of suicides, you name it, is because we have rural communities out here. You know, when you start thinking of
Bieber and...
And New Bieber.
And New Bieber and Fall River Mills. I mean, all of these. And even, you know, outlying cities up here, Mount Shasta, even. City sure. Mount Shasta. We don't have the medical facilities. We don't have the psychological facilities to be reaching out to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And it just stands to reason that things that happen to people in the rural areas, it's going to be worse because of the lack of medical care. What are you seeing there, Jake?
Well, I will say that even though it's not in my wheelhouse, I will just say that there are differences between the facilities that are available in a metro center, relative metro center like Redding, compared to Red Bluff, compared to Mount Shasta. And by definition, Red Bluff is considered, St. Elizabeth Community Hospital is considered a rural healthcare center, a rural hospital. And then if you go up to Mount Shasta, that's known as a critical access hospital. And an example of that is, in my mind anyway, is the catchment area that we serve in that community in southern Siskiyou County is enormous. I mean, it's the same for Redding. We've got people coming from the coast, Oregon, all the way to the Nevada border, areas south of us for services in our community. It is difficult, more difficult on rural healthcare regarding the reimbursement that we get for the services that we provide. A lot of the people in our community are on Medi-Cal, Medicare, and it's like saying, you know, Todd Smith, our president of our hospital, used to describe it this way. He said, you know, let's say that you know, it costs a dollar for a loaf of bread. Well, and we're going to give you 80 cents for that dollar. So it's tough to make ends meet in rural healthcare settings without some of the things that we get from other hospitals in other parts of the state that serve fewer Medi-Cal folks. So looking at private pay insurance, really helps hospitals like Mercy Redding to be able to break even. And so these are just things that I've absorbed over the last year and a half where you listen at the ops meetings for different key indicators. And so when we talk about like an Amazon fulfillment center coming to the community, one of the things I think about from a healthcare perspective is these folks are going to be insured, and when they seek medical care from us, they're going to bring their private insurance to the table, and that does help the hospitals. So,
well, any way you look at it, the cost of medical care is still ones that you know is continuously a problem that people have long term things. If you have insurance, it'll pay it, you know, pay on some of it, but sometimes not all of it. And then people without insurance, and then the hospitals.
Yeah.
I know that somebody comes in there with some kind of insurance, or especially like Medi-Cal or Medicare.
Sure.
It becomes a battle to collect the money. I mean, instead of talking to one person, you end up going talking to three people,
mm-hmm.
and each time they're going to, you know, they're offering the hospitals less money
over
something that they had already approved.
Mm-hmm. And insurance companies can be slow to pay, and that hurts cash flow and things like that. And one of the points that we make at Mercy Redding and Dignity Health locally is that we serve all people, regardless of their ability to pay, and we write off millions of dollars in billing each year just at Mercy Redding alone. So when people ask me why does Dignity Health have a fundraising arm, that's one of the reasons, is that it is a nonprofit healthcare network, and so because of our commitment to care, these are the things that we raise money for, which would be special equipment that is not in the budget. And without the, let's say, 10% of the project cost coming from the community, that piece of equipment isn't going to be purchased. Like many industries, there's a certain amount of capital released every year to make strategic purchasing decisions, and whatever is left unfunded, we look at that in partnership with our hospital presidents, and we prioritize what we're going to go raise money for. And so when you look at like St. E's and Red Bluff, we are in the process of a $1 million campaign to bring a Da Vinci robot to the operating rooms there. And not only that, but upgrading the surgical services provided at St. E's and Red Bluff. And Dr. James Gonzalez is now performing surgeries there, and one of our commitments to him is that we're going to get the Da Vinci robot there.
Well, it extends,
coming from the community.
It extends a surgeon's life, like I think I heard some, like 4 years.
Yeah.
Because instead of having to be bent over for hours, they can be sitting at the machine using very precise instruments.
Yeah.
And be able to do the same work. But it's easier on their bodies. And think about this, my friends. Think about if you're you're bent over a surgical table for several hours. At a certain point in your life, it's harder to bend over there.
I need to bring you with me because those are some of the talking points that we've been sharing. And then when you go up to Mercy Mount Shasta, Shana Cassidy, who's our manager of philanthropy up there, raising money in the community and other support, she's in the middle of a campaign to improve the labor and delivery department. So new fetal heart monitors and infant security system and bariatric labor delivery bed and other general upgrades, because that critical access hospital in terms of labor and delivery is the only one of its kind in a very large radius.
Well, let's just – you're absolutely right, and I'm changing the subject for a second. Good medical care, doctors available, can bring in people, not just businesses. Think of this. Think of a 100 house retirement community that people come in from all over.
Sure.
They come here to live. We have beautiful weather. Yeah, it gets a little hot during the summers, but they can, you know, you got air conditioning. Come on.
It's easier to get all flexible.
Yeah, and you come out and you come here to Redding, and you've got them, and if you have good medical care, that's what a lot of the retirees that would move into something like that, into an area like this, that's what they need. You know, when you look at homes, they don't want to be an hour away from medical. They want to be 15 minutes away, 20 minutes away, that they can get medical care. So that right there opens up a whole new area and people are living longer. And they want to retire where it's warmer and it's nice. We got mountains, got lakes. We can get to the ocean, all that right here in Redding. And part of it is that good medical resources that we need. And
you're right.
Focusing on that is something that we need to do, whether it's building a new medical
center.
School.
Yeah.
No, the cancer center. No, that obviously, that is one of the big things.
Yep.
But,
oh, the medical
school. But retaining
school,
the doctors we have right now. And so that we have it. And so then when somebody's coming in, think about bringing a business in.
Sure.
Business friendly. The electricity is a lot less. We've got a shovel ready area here, but we've got good schools and we've got good medical. And, you know, and a good community here. It's one of the primary things we need.
I remember.
This is just my opinion.
No, it's true. I share that belief. And I remember 10 years ago now at the chamber, when I was there, Mark Korth, who was our market president at the time, he said, we have this idea, this project for a cancer center on the river, and we were hoping that the chamber will support it and all of these things. And those were some of the big cases for support. I mean, it was an obvious win for the community, but it's also that, you know, attractive place for retirees and all the reasons that you state. I mean, the strength of your health care in your community is a big determinant to its overall health, along with education and all of those things, too. So
we should be spending as much time looking at what's happening in our schools over this, you know, this BS pettiness in the school boards and figure out what is it going to take to get our kids ready to go off to college. We've got two splendid institutions here, Shasta College and Simpson University.
Yeah.
Splendid. And that should be a selling point.
I'm going to thank Norm Hall and everybody out there for the help of the Strikeout Cancer Bowl-a-thon that's coming up this Saturday at Country Bowl. That's for the Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center. And okay. Simpson University is our top sponsor. So the Reading Community Builders has stepped up again to put this event on our behalf. And I talked to Norm about it, and he said, yeah, absolutely. They're improving their healthcare.
I can't say enough about Simpson University.
Pipeline.
And the things they're doing. Okay. If people want to give, how do they do it?
So they go to supportmercynorth.org. You can also just Google Mercy Foundation North, and you'll find us. And there, follow us on social media. It's a great opportunity to help the community, and we love just having the conversation with you about what you care about and then matching that with where the needs are.
Okay. Jake Mangus, president of Mercy Foundation North, has been our guest. Now tomorrow, Belinda Brookings, former Miss Rodeo 2024, will be our guest. Have a great day, and God bless America.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.